It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Chainsmokers are set to produce a movie based on their super popular song, Paris. Drew Tiger and Alex Powell are developing a feature based on their 2017 hit single. And Mickey Rapkin, the author who wrote the book that was the inspiration for Pitch Perfect franchise, is set to write the screenplay. The Chainsmokers will produce the feature through their newly formed Kick the Habit Productions company, which I think is pretty exciting. Kanye West and Burger King are kind of in a feud. Kanye West was slammed by Burger King on social media after tweeting that his favorite restaurant is McDonald's. The rapper tweeted, "McDonald's is my favorite restaurant," and Burger King wrote back and said, "Explains a lot," which set the Twitter universe on fire.
It's flame grilled. I love it.
Burger King later responded that if they'd known the tweet was going to blow up, they would have made a SoundCloud. All I can say is that Twitter has been made for these chain fast food restaurants like Wendy's, Taco Bell, McDonald's. All of them go in on these people and it makes my life. I absolutely love it. They are doing Twitter right and social media right. Everyone take a course.
But here's my thing though. Wendy's is the only one that knows how social media works. Like Wendy's is undefeated. They are the champ. They're never going to fail. They're never going to fall.
No, Wendy's is at the top, but the other ones are doing pretty good too. News about Mac Miller's death. According to a newly released toxicology report, Mac Miller died from a fentanyl, cocaine, and alcohol. The report names accidental mixed drug toxicity as Miller's official cause of death. The rapper had publicly struggled with addiction and referenced it a lot in his music. The report also reveals that when he was found unresponsive at his home on September 7th, authorities found empty liquor bottles, bags containing a white powdery substance, loose pills, a bottle of prescription medicine, and things scattered around his house, which is just so sad. I mean, that's what everyone assumed it was just because of his issues with drug addiction before. But
that's
so
a crazy
sad.
Combination of all those things.
Right.
Like, well, what was he going through?
Fentanyl is slipped into a lot of drugs without people knowing. And that's why drugs are just so dangerous. You don't know what's going in them. So scary. And the Spice Girls announced something very exciting yesterday. They are announcing their reunion shows are going back on tour.
My bad. I got excited. I got so excited.
But unfortunately, Victoria Beckham will not be participating in these shows. They will take place in England next year. The shows begin June 1st and end June 15th. And it isn't known why Beckham isn't taking part in the reunion or if more shows will be announced. Here's a clip of the video they announced.
Hello, ladies, I'm ready.
Jerry.
What?
What is that?
Jerry, we were all on the email.
We did say we are all going to be in black tuxedos.
Melanie.
Now, ask yourself, is that a black tuxedo?
Melanie.
Dress.
We're going on tour.
La, la, la.
Come on, girls.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
People of the world. Dun, 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 dun.
Spice up your world.
Dun, 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 dun.
That tour is going to be absolutely amazing. They all still sound amazing. And coming up in the next hour, an actor who missed out on a giant role that could have changed his career. I'll let you know who it is.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Next on the Joe and Alex Show, we're going to give you Ariana Grande tickets. Give us about 7 minutes.